This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Interior Department is rolling back regulations designed to protect public lands. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The department issued a final rule that rescinds about 80% of the regulations around implementation of NEPA. It's a bedrock law requiring federal agencies to assess the environmental impact of major projects like pipelines and highways. Chris Winter with the Colorado Law School says NEPA guaranteed the public a voice in decisions that impact public lands.
So the rules have rolled back requirements for public involvement and public engagement. And so that's really concerning.
He also worries it will create uncertainty. The Interior Department defended the changes, saying it cuts unnecessary bureaucracy, speeds up approvals, and returns NEPA to an efficient decision-making tool. The rule is being challenged in court. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The world's top snowboarders are heading to Aspen for the Snow League this weekend. The league's third event of the season will feature many recent Olympians, including riders from Colorado. CPR's Tony Gorman.
The snowboarders are heading to Buttermilk just a week after competing in Milano Cortina. Longmont's Chase Blackwell is coming off his first Winter Games, and he's feeling pretty motivated to return to the Snow League after his Olympic experience.
Really excited for the one in Aspen. Like, I did really well there last year. Unfortunately, had a little crash, but just honestly excited to just go back and throw down.
This is the Snow League's second stop in Aspen. Qualification begins on Friday. The finals will be held on Saturday.
This is CPR News.